round, get around, I get around. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. It's fall and there's lots of things to see and do going on. We did a show last week on Dutchess County, and I wanted to also do a quick overview of some of the things going on in Orange County. I've been covering Orange County for what, maybe 30 years now, I think. It's 1991 we started Weekend Magazine. So I just wanted to, you know, I really want to make sure you have an opportunity to check out some of the farms. These folks work so hard year-round for us, and this is a time where they're, you know, very excited and everybody's out looking at leaves and things. So you want to visit your farms. Also, remember the apples that you get, put them in a crisper in the refrigerator. They stay a long time so you can load up. Okay. And you're really going to get the best vitamins and everything. So, and you can also do more recipes that way. So I'm just going to give you a rundown of some of the farms in Orange County. There's Apple Dave's Orchards, which is 82 Four Corners Road in Warwick. And they've got a roadside and you pick apples and pumpkins. They've got fresh apple pies pies in the farm store. It probably has pumpkin pies too. There's a picnic area. There are gardens with children's activities. There's also a winery on the premises, and it's open from 9 to 5 daily September through October. Over in Warwick also, we got Apple Ridge Orchards, which is 101 Jessup Road in Warwick. And they have hay wagon rides, farm animals, a corn maze, pick your own apples, a lot of nice views. And again, it's 9 to 5 September through October. Masker Orchards, that's another Warwick. There's a lot of farms in Warwick, so we're going to be doing the Warwicks first. Masker 45 Ball Road in Warwick, and they said it's the only orchard that lets you drive right to the tree. And weekend events include music, and there's pony rides, there's a farm store, and that's daily 9 to 5. Early September to early November. So that's 7 days a week. And we've got Noble Pies. Now, this place just specializes in pies. It's 121 State Route 94 in Warwick. And there's 70 kinds of pies, which is a nice way to take advantage of all the local produce. And they're open year-round. It's Monday and Tuesday, 11 to 4. And Wednesday to Sunday, 10 to 6. And I would think, you know, if you want something special for Thanksgiving, you might want to talk to them ahead of time also, maybe put it in order. Ox's Orchard, this is one of our favorites. They pick apples 9 to 5 daily through October, September through October. They've got other fruits and crops in season. They've got a farm store, a petting zoo, an ice cream place. And I'll tell you, you could start in the beginning of the year. They've got a season of you know, one season after the other of different produce. And it's just an amazing place. It tends to get pretty busy on the weekends. If you're somebody that's retired or whatever, you might want to go, since it's a busy season, go during the week. But well worth the trip, and you're going to get some great stuff. And you can you could buy or you could pick. So you've got that going on. They have a nice little store. So check out Ox's Orchards. Penning's, that's another stellar destination. This is quite a tourism site also, really. They've got pick your own 9 to 5 right through October. They're going to have hay rides. They've got farm animals. They've got a grill and like a brew pub thing going on. And they have a bakery that has a lot of baked pies. So, you know, that's a really nice place. They also had an ice cream place. I assume they still have it. And when you got the pub, you got the ice cream, you got everything. It's a nice outing. And they're very family friendly, so I think you'll enjoy that. Also, while you're in winery in Warwick, there's a Warwick Valley Winery and Orchards. That's 114 Little York Road in Warwick, and you could pick your own apples Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 5. And weekdays, you can go by appointment. The cafe and bakery and the winery they're all on the, you know, there's a winery, bakery, and cafe on the premises. In the central part of Orange County, Rose Orchard is they've got it's 3278 Route 94 in Chester. Homegrown apples, homemade pies, and they have a farm store there. Very nice. There's a little bed and breakfast near there called Caldwell House Bed and Breakfast. They give you big pieces of pie baked on the premises, and all other seasonal fruits with their special fall rooming boarding nights. Now, Jones's farm is at 190 Angola Road in Cornwall. And this place, this is an amazing place. It's got a lot of educational things for the kids. I mean, they even had like a working beehive. I mean, really interesting stuff. And they have terrific gifts, educational gifts. They've got a whole area. You want to definitely load up on holiday gifts when you get there. They have a bakery, a baking place with all kinds of homemade pies and, you know, lots of gifts. Country, nice country store. Top of the list. Don't miss Jones's Farm in the fall. Really, really nice place. Next door, they have a little art gallery where you can go and look at the art. And they also do framing and things like that. So that's something you might want to check out. Now, in the northern part of the county, you've got Lawrence Farms Orchards. And that's 39 Calandria Road in Newburgh. And the they have pick-your-own apples in the fall. They've got other fruits and crops that are in season. I mean, if you had gone earlier, there'd be other things. And they have a play village. They have carriage rides. They got a farm store. So that's a really nice destination for the fall. And Overlook Farm Markets, I mean, those guys, they like pick your own apples. And they have a really nice farm market with a gift shop, a lot of fresh pies in the kitchen. They have a petting zoo. I think they also have a lot of good sandwiches and things. So you might want to check them out. All right. And then in the northwest part of Orange County, over in the Middletown area, okay, you can go to Maples Farm, and they've got homemade pies in the farm store daily, 9 to 6. And then you've got Sleepy Hills Orchard, which is 1328 Route 284 in Johnson, which that's a part of Orange County not too people know about, not too many people know about. But they have You Pick Apples in September and October. You have Soon's Orchard, which is 23 Soon's Circle in New Hampton. And they have freshly baked pies on the site. They have You Pick Apples on the weekends. And they have hay rides on the fall weekends. So that's Soon's. And they're, you know, they've been around a long time also. These farm families have been here, you know, generations. It's amazing to watch them. But you should be able to get, you know, some really nice farm destinations. And I'm going to throw in now, I want to just give you an overview of some of the bigger other sites that are tourism in Orange County, because when you come up, you can do both things if you like. You know, there's quite a bit to do, but you can plan it. One of the nicest tours and, you know, museums you're going to see is located at West Point, the United States Military Academy, and they do guided tours. You know, they have a very historic cemetery that has, you know, many famous people, including Edgar Allan Poe there. You've got beautiful views of the Hudson River. You've got Mitzi Stadium. You've got football games. There's a really nice museum, a lot of great historic stuff that's permanent. And then they do rotating exhibits, so you can see what's going on over there. And they have a big visitor center, and the tour buses depart daily from there. They got some nice souvenirs there at the gift shop. So that's a really biggie. Another thing that a lot of people are drawn to in Orange County is Woodbury Common Premium Outlets. They've got over 200 stores and, you know, a lot of designer outlets. So if you're into the designer clothing, you know, you might want to stop over to Woodbury Common. And I think they're open, I think they're closed on Christmas and Thanksgiving. And usually I think it's 10 to 9 are their hours. And then they tend to have big sales on like Memorial weekend, Labor Day weekend. You can look on their website about that. And I believe when you get into the holiday season, they sometimes have extended hours. So people come up from Long Island, they, you know, fly in from, you know, all over the place. So so that's a pretty big destination if you like the shopping experience. Orange County Choppers is located in Orange County, but I'm going to come back to that when I talk about the Newburgh area. So let's talk next about the Storm King Art Center. This is a unique destination. It's an outdoor sculpture park, and it's a museum. And it's known for harmonious sculpture and landscape interaction. So it's an interesting kind of a place. They do guided tours every day at 2 o'clock. They do family programs. They'll have concerts and hikes. And then they have also something called a handicap accessible tram tour. They also do bike rentals, and they have a cafe there. And usually they're open April through November, and I believe it's Wednesday to Sunday. And I think it's, I think it was 10 to 5:30. Okay. And then I think the last 2 weekends in November, they have different hours because of Thanksgiving. And I don't know, you know, what they're doing as far as Christmas and all of that. I think they close by then. Okay. So that's Storm King Arts Center. And then I want to talk to you about Sugarloaf. That's a really nice destination. And that is, it's like a community of craftspeople and artists. There's apple farms around the area and horse farms. And it was a crafts community for over 250 years. And it's got about 60 artists there. So you can go, you can see the galleries and the restaurants and craft shops. And a lot of them in their original buildings that date back to the 17 and 1800s. It's open year round, 11 to 5. And most shops are open Wednesday to Sunday. And they say closed Sunday and some holidays. So Nick Zunguli is very well known for his photography. You know, you've got some jewelry makers, you've got different things. So so that's a nice day to pair with a farm and a nice thing to pair with a farm. And then you've got over in Goshen, there's the Harness Racing Museum and Hall of Fame. And from what I understand, they have a 3D simulator where you can, you know, experience driving a sulky. They have a lot of interactive exhibits, and you could judge a race, and they have a theater that, you know, with the history of America's sport, you know, the finest, but they call it the first sport. You know, it all started back in the days of Hamiltonian, and the farmers used to bring their horses on, I don't know if it was on Sunday or, you know, on a day, and everybody would race to see whose horse wins, and, you know, that developed into this. And it's a nice destination. In Goshen is a really nice diner. The Goshen Diner is really good. There's also a terrific restaurant called Limoncello, fantastic Italian food. That might be something to be interested. And they also do private parties there, and daily 10 to 5. And they have a little information center, so you probably can get some brochures about the area there. So I'm giving you a pretty good overview of some of the big guys. Now, I want to talk specifically about the Newburgh area, because Newburgh was always considered the queen of the Hudson for many years, until the 50s, till the trucking, because Newburgh had the river, Newburgh had the railroads, Newburgh was the place. I mean, there was over 200 industries in Newburgh at its heyday, probably close to the turn of the century. So a lot of great places remain that you could spend a couple of days in the Newburgh area, and I don't think you'd see everything. Number one on the list would be Washington's headquarters. This is the longest that General Washington stayed in any one place. Newburgh was very strategic. Across the river was Beacon with their signal fires. Newburgh was a place where the Hudson was narrowed, where you can get across food. You know, it was an important supply line from the north to the south. And he, General Washington, was there with the Continental Army. They have a variety of exhibits going on. They've got a vast collection in their museum. This became our country's first public historic site, and it's open like mid-April through October, Wednesdays to Saturday, 11 to 5, and Sunday 1 to 5, and then from November until mid-April, Thursday to Saturday, 11 to 3. But that would be worth taking a tour, looking through the museum. They have a big Tower of Victory that they just opened. It's been refurbished. It has really great views of the Hudson River. Also notice the statue of the Minuteman out front. That matches the Minuteman that was over in Lexington. That was a very, very famous artist. He only did, like, I don't know, one or two of those. So one of them is right at Washington's headquarters. So it's quite an honor you know, to Orange County and to the Newburgh area. So you want to definitely check that out. And then we've got also in the Newburgh area, Orange County Choppers. Most people have seen them on television, and they've got a big like a retail store. They've got theme custom bikes. They got all kinds of chopper merchandise, and there's workshops and studios that go on, you know, when things are being filmed, so you can view through the window in the showroom. And they have a nice little cafe with really, you know, burgers and beers, 50 beers, 30 taps and cocktails. So you want to check out Orange County Choppers. And there's a place called the Motorcyclopedia Museum. And it's all about motorcycles, and it's in the city of Newburgh, and it was founded by, it's like a personal collection of this multimillionaire guy who basically has all these motorcycles. There's Ghost Rider's motorcycle, there's all kinds of vehicles, a variety of vehicles with history. They're really famous, so you'll be able to see them there. But you want to check out that. And then you also want to go down to the Newburgh waterfront. Now, there you've got one or two different companies that do boat cruises. You've got a lot of restaurants along the street there. That's a really, really nice destination when you're in the Newburgh area. And then I tell everybody, too, about the Carpelese Manuscript Museum is right in Broadway, right near the waterfront, you know, up the hill from these restaurants. And the Carpelese Museum, one of the largest collectors of historic documents, is a very rich realtor from California. And he has a series, I think it's like a dozen special vaults and museums around the country where he stores his collection. And Newburgh is one of them. I saw the Emancipation Proclamation there. I saw a copy of the Magna Carta there. This is extraordinary. And what he does is he has different exhibits that rotate through these different sites. So you want to check the Carpelese Manuscript Museum, see what's coming up and what's on display. And they'll have baseball things. They'll have things on the Vatican. They'll have just really, really interesting exhibits. And that's a real gem in Orange County. Not a lot of people know about, but it's close to the riverfront, so you can have dinner. You go to the museum there, and you'll have a really nice time. Now, another place that I've been, you know, I usually talk about is Downing Park. Now, Downey Park used to get a couple of 100,000 visitors every year. They had over 300,000 tulip bulbs they used to plant and had these beautiful tulip displays and gardens and things. They had, back in the day, they had, I used to, as a kid, go and feed the peacocks there. They had animals. You could fish, all right? So Downing Park was designed by four of the most important, I guess you'd call it a landscape theme. Well, let's say that the people who designed the White House Rose Garden, New York City Central Park, Olmsted and Vaux, they were taught their landscaping trade by Andrew Jackson Downing. And Downing lived in Newburgh. His house is, you know, was in this area. And he died in a steamboat accident. There was one of the steamboat boiler engines. They used to race steamboats on the Hudson, and one of the engines blew up, and Andrew Jackson Downing was an outstanding swimmer, and he was swimming to save people from the steamboat and bringing them back to the shore, and he was saving people, and then he finally got so exhausted he collapsed and he drowned. So his two best students, Vaux and Olmsted, and their sons, who were also in the landscape architecture, line of work, they came and they asked to design a special park in honor of Andrew Jackson Downing. And that is Downing Park. And let me tell you, a lot of love went into that park. And if you're in the area, it's on 9W. If you're going down towards the river, down Broadway, which is the main street, make a left onto 9W, like you're going to head north. And it's just like a block or two in on the right. Take a look. There's still what they call the Polly Pond, because there used to be polywogs and things. But you might see some geese and swans over there. And there's a nice little cafe you can eat, and you can walk around the grounds. But you want to check out Downing Park. Now, let's talk a little bit. There's a couple of new places that are coming in. We have Angry Orchards, which is over in the area of Walden, you know, Montgomery area. Nice place to go. And they've got, there's tours, and you could buy different things. And it's also, because it's fall, now is a great time to be visiting wineries. So Orange County is blessed also with Brotherhood Winery. It's the oldest continuing winery in the country. I guess during the Prohibition, Brotherhood used to make sacramental wines, which were used in the churches, in the Catholic Church and all, because you need wine as part of the Mass. And so they stayed open. They were north of New York, so they kept going. And they're still open. Nice tours. They've got some really nice wines there. They have a little museum. You can go check out that museum. They also have a variety of shops there. And they do a lot of special events in the fall. So they might do an Oktoberfest, or they do. So you want to look on the Brotherhood Winery website, check out their calendar of events. A lot of people use that site also if they want to have a wedding or a family reunion or, you know, some kind of a party or whatever. So there's space there, which is a good meeting space in a beautiful area. So so you might want to check that out. And then I'm trying to think in that Washington area. You've got some farms over there. You've got a nice little downtown. And then also, I'm trying to think, over in Montgomery, all right, you want to talk, let's see, there's a couple of farms out that way that you might want to visit in the fall. Manza Family Farm, they do apple picking. They do, and actually in the winter, they're going to do trees and all of that stuff too. But they really come alive. And Manza's, you want to talk to whenever you want to do any kind of landscaping and you're looking for the right plants, because you tell them you got deer, they'll tell you what plants don't use and what to use. You can bring them a sketch of, you know, your place or a picture, and they can make suggestions. They got a really, really good staff there that's on the ball that can help. So you want to check that out. I just thought of another one in the Newburgh area. Devitt's Farm Market has, they've got an Egbert, you know, early in the year, and they've got Christmas stuff, but they do a lot with the fall also. So you want to go down, you can get some mums. They've got quite a variety of, you know, items that you can have a good time with. Now, I'm trying to think, I should probably give you some ideas on if you want some places to eat. That's, you know, that's always a nice thing when you're out and about and you want to check out something different. All right. Blooming Hill, the organic farm, has some farm to table things where they set up these 6-course meals, and they do that a monthly farm dinner. Blooming Hill Organic Farm. I'm just going to give you a phone number you can call and ask about it if you're interested. It's 782-7310. And then you've got farm to table kind of there's a place called Borland House Inn Breakfast and Brunch House. So that's in on 130 Clinton Street in Montgomery, and they have farm to table brunch-related things, and that was a historical home of General Borland. He was, I guess he was pretty famous, and their number is 457-1513. There's a place called The Conscious Fork in Warwick that's, it's a veggie cafe and juice bar, a lot of farm-to-table there, and they are 845-988-KALE, which is 5253. Then you've got over in West Point, MacArthur's Riverview Restaurant at the Thayer Hotel. A lot of farm-to-table there. The Thayer has great food, and they usually do Sunday brunches and things like that. I'll give you a phone number so you can find out what they're offering. 446-4731, and that's area code 845. The Iron Forge Inn is in Warwick, and that's a culinary school graduate, and his number is, 845-986-3411, and that's chef and owner Eric Johansson. You got Penning's, and some of these farm markets are doing a lot of farm-to-table stuff, too. Jones's Farm in Cornwall, they have a lot of really good food, and it's, farm-to-table. It's all fresh, fresh stuff. All right, now, let me see. I want to throw out some other couple ideas for ideas if you're thinking about things. You could take a hot air balloon flight at a Randall Airport in the middle of the county. Delaware River, go rafting. You've got the Neversink Valley Erie Museum over in Port Jervis. You'll get to see that side of the county. How about a horseback ride with Juckus Stables? You've got a bunch of other breweries like Orchard Hill Cider Mill and Westtown Brew Works. There are harvest festivals they have in Pine Bush and Port Jervis, so you can look at the local calendars. Okay, so you should be able to find plenty of things to do in Orange County. I hope you have a wonderful month. This is Marietta Allen. Have a good trip.